Love, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the celebrant Peter, his latest mission, to explore strange new weddings, to seek out a Klingon phrasebook, to boldly go where no celebrant has gone before.
Initially they wanted me to dress up as a Klingon and I said no. It is a real wedding, it's real people making real vows. The fact is that they want to do it in the style of Klingon, that's fine, but it's still their real vows, this is still their real wedding. They'd done the legal bit the day before in Sweden, in the same way that many couples over here will go to the registry office and do a legal commitment before having the ceremony of their choice. So that was really, they just wanted it. And I looked at the vows that are made in Klingon. Does your heart beat only for this man?
Celebrant's log, stardate 2012.9. The challenge has been set to conduct a marriage ceremony of two people attired in the dress of the Klingon and partly in the unfamiliar language of the Klingon. To imitate the way they manifest themselves and communicate, it is essential to meet this alien race.
I met two professional Klingons, two guys who at every convention are Klingons, and they are Klingons from the series, Klingons from the TV shows, and they seem to manage to have produced a very good income for themselves doing work as Klingons, and they did the makeup and coached our couple. Bless their hearts, because these two guys were working at the exhibition, 8 o'clock in the morning, our young couple sat there and were made up with prosthetic forehead and wig and makeup, and then sat until 4 o'clock in the afternoon, 8 hours in prosthetics and makeup, just sitting around waiting.
Celebrant's log, stardate 2012.10. The day of the wedding has arrived. A great crowd has gathered at the Star Trek convention in London, and final preparations are made for the mission to boldly read the vows in Klingon.
I had it written phonetically. Do you take this woman to be your wife? Is Tasso Chlap Vambidak Tard Ishblanal. On the basis that virtually nobody there understood Klingon, I was on reasonably safe ground.
Tasso Chlap Van Ed Darth.
It felt fantastic. Because I had spent the day with this young couple, talked to them, got to know them, when the moment came for them to make their vows, they were looking into each other's eyes as any couple do at a wedding and making their vows. For them, the vows were real. And the fact that there was a costume, the fact that we were doing it in Klingon style, didn't matter.
But the second heart was tempered with wisdom, and she said,
if we join together, no force can stop us.
I have never seen the young couple enjoy themselves so much. I mean, I stepped, once the little ceremony part was out the way, I stepped to one side and left them, and they were getting all the treatment. You know, can you just go over there, can you face this way, can you kiss again, and so on. And they loved it, and for them, what a special day.